A new report out from the University of Hawaii Medical School found that Native Hawaiians still experience disproportionately higher rates of chronic diseases than the general population in Hawaii. The problem, researchers say, is rooted in historical trauma, discrimination, and lifestyle changes. HBR's Ku'u'be Hirishi joins us now with more on the report. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Researchers at the John A. Byrne School of Medicine recently released that report on the health and well-being of Native Hawaiians, and this is the second of its kind. The first report or assessment on Native Hawaiian health coming out of JABSM came out about 7 years ago in 2013. And as you mentioned, not much has changed in terms of the problem. So the latest data found Native Hawaiians suffer from coronary heart disease, stroke, heart failure, cancer, and diabetes at a rate 3 times greater than in other ethnic populations. And so this mirrors many of the findings from that initial report.
It makes me sad, though, that, you know, we would have hoped that there would be some progress made.
Exactly. And I think the way that this report is different from in the past is really taking that systematic approach to figuring out what is at the root of this inability to really get rid of these health disparities for Native Hawaiians. And so it was an interesting read, a 43-page report, but it lays out historical events that have had an impact on Native Hawaiian health. So, for example, as early as the infectious disease epidemics of the late 1700s and early 1800s, going into the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom and subsequent loss of land and suppression of the culture and the languages are all factors that the report puts out there to say, you know, perhaps let's look at the results of these historical events and what we can do to stem the tide on them to improve Native Hawaiian health. And so Native Hawaiian health scholar Mele Luk, the lead author of the report, says there are emerging practices and approaches to addressing health equity for Native Hawaiians that perhaps weren't apparent 7 years ago.
There has been great strides by many researchers to incorporate the thinking about social determinants of health, about where you live, work, play, learn, all affects your health, and how we must approach health that way in a very integrated, comprehensive way.
It sounds simple. She gives the example, which I think a lot of Oahu residents might have come across here on the island, but the example of the lack of sidewalks and biking lanes over in Waianae. So a community with a large population of Native Hawaiians, as opposed to other areas on Oahu. I thought immediately of Kailua or of Mauna Loa and Hawaii Kai, where there is a lot of opportunity for physical activity on a daily basis. So making simple changes like putting in a biking lane or widening those sidewalks are opportunities that are mentioned in this report to help Native Hawaiians improve their own health. Another proposed solution that was really interesting includes sort of culturally based health interventions. And we had spoken about this before, Catherine, the HULA study. HULA hypertension study. Researchers at UH recently completed this 5-year study that used HULA as a health intervention for Native Hawaiians experiencing hypertension to figure out, okay, if we put them in, they used 6 months, I believe, a 6-month program where they took Native Hawaiians who had hypertension and put them into a HULA program designed by Kumuhula Mapuana de Silva of Halau Mohalii Lima over here on Oahu to see if it was going to help them. And Keawe Aimoku Kaholo Kula, the head of the medical school's Native Hawaiian Health Department, explains the findings of this study.
But what we found was that those who were immediately entered into our intervention, our HULA-based intervention, significantly improved their blood pressure control and management compared to the control, so much so that on average they dropped 2 stages in the different stages of hypertension, which correlates with severity. Another thing we found, we also looked at, was that their 10-year risk for cardiovascular disease, those who participated in the HULA intervention dramatically decreased their risk for a heart attack or stroke within the next 10 years. And those are the things we found. That is perhaps the first time that a cultural practice has been leveraged for health promotion and tested scientifically.
As a former hula practitioner myself, I could see how that would help.
Yes.
It is a physical activity that can be grueling, especially when committed over a six-month period, right?
Yeah, hula for health. I mean, you know, I know our Kuma Hula, you know, she says if you can't do this, you know, get down on your knees, do it from the chair.
Right.
You know?
There are ways to have physical activity incorporated with these cultural practices, and there are other examples in this report of culturally-based or culturally grounded health interventions that perhaps we should be investing in when it comes to Native Hawaiians in particular. But this study, the Hula Hypertension Study, did get the attention, that get national attention from the American Heart Association, which published the study in its journal in 2019. Just last month, an association spokesman actually tells me that the association sent a presidential advisory on structural racism as a fundamental driver of health disparities in the country. So Kaholo Kula, who volunteers for the association's local chapter, says this validates much of what was said in this latest report about the systemic changes necessary for long-lasting improvements to Native Hawaiian health.
This is huge because, you know, what we that worked in health disparities for a long time knew is that racism at the highest level, structural racism, which is embedded in our institutions, whether it's intentional or not, it's there. And we need to change those structures that perpetuate inequities in our society, and in housing, for example, is another area. As you know, with COVID-19, the people most affected, once the moratorium is lifted for putting a hold on evictions due to people's inability to pay their rent, it's going to hit people of color the hardest in the United States. And here in Hawaii, it's going to hit our Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, Filipino communities the hardest. But all of these stem back to the issues of structural racism.
And so in light of that, Kaholo Kula developed a Native Hawaiian framework that's included in the report called Napokihi, which means the corner posts. And it's basically identifying guideposts, if you will, that need to be in place or need to be strengthened to improve Native Hawaiian health. So I'll give you some examples. It's social justice is one area, healthy diet, environmental stewardship, and an indigenous cultural space. And it's an interesting take when you look at those historical events and what happened to the Native Hawaiian community on account of those. These areas of social justice, environmental stewardship really resonate as potential solutions or things that need to be in place if we're also talking about Native Hawaiian health, because it's all integrated in the end.
Yeah, but, you know, I think of, like, you know, Waianae Coast, you brought up about the bike lanes, but there's so much good that's going on, you know, with the Waianae Comp and, you know, the health centers there, the Mau Farms, you
right.
know, the study that they have with the UH Med School about, I think, epigenetics
yes.
I think, right? How to change diet and change attitudes and change lifestyles for the betterment of our people.
I think we're seeing a lot of studies coming out saying it's all integrated. We need to look at not just health as this clint when you get into the doctor's office, but health when you're at home, when you have physical activity or access to fresh produce in the case of Ma'o Farms, or an opportunity to take part in environmental stewardship, which was another sort of positive finding of that epigenetic study, if I recall.
Yeah, so we have to work on the on the sidewalks, on getting more biki bikes out there, maybe, so they can get around.
Giving people the opportunity, I think, was sort of a theme in here, the opportunity to make the better, healthier choices.
Okay, I'm for that. Okay. All right, thanks so much, Kuvehi. That was HPR's Kuvehi Reishi taking a closer look at a new report out on Native Hawaiian health put out by the UH Medical School. You can find her story online at hawaiipublicradio.org.